Good morning, everyone. Mark Seguin here from Minnesota Swim and Vibe on another Minnesota Swim and Vibe Vibecast. Today, we do not have a guest, so you're going to have to listen to the old man ramble a little bit because this is roughly the one-year anniversary of the start of Minnesota Swim and Vibe, and I thought I would take some time to reflect on what we've accomplished, some people that have really helped us out along the way, why we even started. It's always good to kind of go back to the roots and think about why did you even start something? And talk a little bit about what we're looking at least in the near future to maybe midterm future for Minnesota Swim and Vibe. So let's start again with kind of like why we even started Minnesota Swim and Vibe. And I guess the basic framework I want to start with is I look at swimming in the state of Minnesota as kind of three major segments. There's the club segment, the high school segment, and the college segment. So think of each one of those as its own little container. There's other segments too that I don't want to leave out. They're a little smaller and nuanced. We haven't got to. There's YMCA swimming, there's master swimming, there's country club swimming, a lot of competitive swimming, but those are the three main buckets. And the thought was that we had an opportunity to strengthen the community in each one of those buckets a bit, as well as really the huge opportunity to tie those three segments together as one larger community. And the reason why for that is there's a lot of power in building a strong community. You know, as an individual or even as a small group, you can only impact so much. You can typically only impact what's around you. So as an individual, your work group, your team a little bit, as a team, probably your program and a little bit beyond that, but that's about it. But when you get the mass of an entire community, especially one that branches across all three segments, you can start tackling some pretty big issues in the sport, such as visibility, accessibility, facility issues. What else is in there? Financial things, creating an overall brand for the sport within the state. How do you create value for the people that participate in it, right? These are really big topics that not one person or one team can handle for the sport, at least for the sport in the state. They could probably handle it for their own, but that services a pretty small group and not the greater community. So that was the whole goal, create stronger communities within each segment and then start tying the segments together to create one massive state community. And with that, use the power for good for the sport. And that's what I was hoping to do. And I think we've had some pretty good success on that. I'm going to share a little bit about each segment and kind of what we're looking at moving forward for kind of the greater picture. So for high school, I think that was our area where we had the greatest success. We had the most engagement, the most participation. And I think that's because we created some utility pieces that had a lot of value for people, right? For the first time ever, we had a database that had all the times of all the swimmers from all the teams, pretty much 98% was the final amount. Across the state for high school swimming, you could go and see what everyone was up to from a time standpoint, by event, by section, by class, by conference. And that was a nice piece of utility that drove people to our site. And then while they're there, they would start looking at some other things. We did the power rankings, which I kind of have a love-hate relationship with. It's a fun little piece, but it's a bit subjective, and it really depends on how you're looking at ranking the teams, whether it's from a dual meet perspective, a championship meet perspective, a true team perspective. The rankings will change, so hopefully no one takes those things too seriously or gets too upset about where their team is ranked. We do the best we can, but it is what it is. We did a lot of recognition, right? We reached out to coaches every week from our specific section and would say, who do you want to recognize? As many as you want, and we did pretty well. I'd say we got probably a 10% response rate from coaches getting people recognized, and I think that's an important piece of the sport that we need to get better at. We do a fairly good job of recognizing the elite swimmers and that have great, huge time accomplishments or place accomplishments at the state level. But anything under that, we have an opportunity to improve so people can get some visibility to other athletes, other programs across the state, because honestly, they all do great things and it won't show up at the state meet. And I think that's an opportunity we need to take advantage of. And I think we did that. We did a pretty good job. There's some really cool pieces in there. And I thought we did pretty well. The state or section previews we did was also a nice little piece where at least we were able to give a little visibility to some of the swimmers from every team on every section. And I think that was a nice intro piece for both boys and girls season. What made high school work so well was the athletes. So if you're a high school swimmer out there, thank you. You embraced it. You participated. You contributed. You commented. You shared. You watched. You liked. And you thought it was kind of cool. I also throw out the on-deck interviews with something that was kind of a late ad that we did for boys season that actually turned out really well. So that was kind of cool too. And you guys just stepped right into it, right? That was awesome. Your willingness to be a part of something bigger than just your team is a huge thing. And I applaud you and really your whole generation for your willingness to do that. I thought the coaches did a pretty good job too. Not across the board. There were some that were like, this is awesome. There were some that were like, this guy's nuts. This will never work. And there's some that are like, I don't even know what he's doing, but we'll play along because he keeps sending me emails every week. Doesn't matter how we got you there. We got you there. And super proud to have you as a contributing member of the community, right? On the girls' side, there's about 150 teams in high school swimming. The boys' side, 110-ish. And to get 98% of the meet results for teams that have 9 to 10 to 11 meets per year, that's a pretty huge accomplishment, right? I know it's not a huge ask, but remembering to do it, it's a lot. And I get it, and I thank you. Hopefully we continue to do a great job with that this year. So high school swimming, great success, I thought, this year. I think it set the model and maybe helped clear the vision of what this all could be when it goes pretty darn well, as well as gave us some opportunity to know there's more that we can do and we look to continue to do and we hope to do. College level. Also thought we did a pretty good job there. There, it's more about just getting people to be aware in the state. It's the smallest of the three segments, 16 teams. You throw 30 people a team. That's much smaller than high school, definitely much smaller than club. But really great programs in this state, from the MIAC to the Northern Sun to the Summit to the Liberal Arts to the Big Ten. Am I forgetting anybody? Probably. Great Lakes for the St. Cloud men. But great programs out there that are a great option for kids that want to not be done swimming after high school, but aren't like uberly competitive. You can find that. If you're not a great swimmer, you can find places to go there too and still continue to swim and be a part of a team. My experience, there is nothing more fun than college swimming. It's the best experience of my career. And high school is awesome too, and club is awesome, but college was the best. And it's really given visibility that you have options as swimmers to be a part of these programs and giving these programs their due visibility. They already kind of use Swim Cloud, so we didn't really have too much, and we didn't have this hook of a times database to create. We replicated Swim Cloud inside the site by conference, so you can see that. We did do season previews for all the colleges, which I thought provided some visibility. We created a scoreboard, meet results the best that we could. I think our big win for college, honestly, was promoting their camps on a regular basis to give visibility, because a lot of times that's where swimmers will get their first face-to-face interaction with the college program and their staff and the kids, and kind of get to see what it's all about. And I think the other thing was just, and we got some work to do on this, was creating RSS feeds, which is a way to take their college swim site that has all their updates and news and pump that into our site on a automated basis, which kind of was nice too. We're a little beholden to how much they update their own sites, but they do a pretty good job, and you get to see some of the swimming accolades, the academic accolades, the community service stuff that they do. A lot of fun pieces of the college segment that we were able to provide some more visibility to. There's more we want to do for college in this year. I really need to kind of pick the brains of the college coaches and see where that fits in. The podcast may be playing a role in it. Maybe we do a Gopher Week, a Tommy Week, Gusty Week, Johnny Week, you name it. I don't know, but there's there. And there's amazing people that swim college in this state, and I'm glad we can provide some visibility for them. The club segment. That's been a bit of a challenge. One, because that was the first thing we started off with, and we were still kind of fumbling over a bunch of stuff and figuring out, okay, what exactly do we do? We reached out to a bunch of clubs about doing team spotlights, doing recognition pieces, and we didn't really get much of a response. And that's probably one of my key focus areas going into this spring/summer is how do we get the clubs more involved? It's shocking to me that I can send out an email to a peer coach multiple times and not even get a response. So I don't know what's up with that. But there's something we gotta figure out what's going on there, because our clubs are kind of the bread and butter. They are the first entry point of swimming for a lot of kids at those younger ages. And we really need to promote them, and we really need to tighten, I think, the community that exists between the clubs as well. I think that feels the most disparate among the three segments. So I don't know. I got some work to do. I got a lot of research to do and a lot of questions to ask and figure out how do we best support the clubs in the state with kind of what we do. And I think I have some work to do to get them to realize the power of us supporting them and being an amplification mechanism for what they're doing. And it's good for their programs as well as not just swimming in the state. So I think that's a big piece. We did some fun stuff. We did recognition. What else did we do for clubs? We did the playlist that didn't go very far. We did some spotlights on clubs. We got some good representatives from a few clubs to help us with the writing. I thought that was kind of cool. And we covered some high level meets, like the Indy Sprint meet and some other things. We'll do some stuff with trials this summer as well. But it's really hard to cover every club meet because there's so much going on. There's so many of them. And they're all big, right? They're all, a lot of them range from age groups to 8-year-olds to 18-year-olds. It's a bit of a challenge. Open for advice if anyone has anything. So that's kind of what we did in the first year. It was really good. It felt good. I think the things that went well struck a chord with me. Like, this is really what we should be. This feels right. This feels connected. This feels like the sport I grew up in. And then obviously there's a lot of opportunities still to go. Looking forward, more work to do in the club segment, a little bit more work to do in the college segment, keep high school going. And now how do we find things that cross all segments? And we're going to start dabbling with that. I think the first thing that we're going to look at is officiating. How do we elevate and make people understand the importance of officials in the sport, whether it's at the club, high school, or college level? How do we get people involved? How do we get people not looking at officials as the bad guys, but really, and I've talked to some people about this. When I swam, officials were part of the fabric of a meet. They all had their great personalities. They were engaged. They knew you. You knew them. You talked all the time. I honestly, there's some officials I talked to as much as my coach, which was a lot to begin with. But how do we get that back? And how do we get more people involved? I know at the high school level, we have a lot of officials that have been there a long time, and they're not going to be officiating forever. How do we get the next generation of great officials going? So we'll be doing some work on that. I don't know exactly what that looks like yet, but I feel it's important, and it aligns with our mission of tying all the segments together with what's common and where we can all kind of work together to have a positive impact and getting more officials, better branding our officials, and making them fun is something we can really do. We do a pretty good job of making stuff fun. Other things, I know we're going to look to work with Ellsmore some on how to handle your team gear needs with ease. I think that's an easy way to look across all the segments and figure it out. They offer great services and products, and I think there's a lot more that Ellsmore does that we're just not maybe privy to. There's an opportunity there, not just for Ellsmore, but for the swim community. We're also going to look a little bit at how do we engage with the governing bodies of our sport, specifically high school and club, understand what they do, and how do we get those governing bodies to work closer together? Because when you sit in, so, you know, I'll listen to a coaches association meeting for high school or a Minnesota Swim meeting for club, they're talking about the same issues. But they're working on them individually, not together. Again, we go back to that mass of a connected community. Can we get these things and more visibility to what's going on and work on some of these things together, prioritize, put our resources to leverage our strengths as the different segments to make things happen? So I think we're going to do some of that. I know I've got some meetings with Minnesota Swimming coming up. I'm engaged with the Coaches Association. I want to have some of them on the podcast. We had Phil Archer from the State High School League, so we can understand kind of what their role is in the sport, right? I think that's important. I don't think we touched too much on colleges in this area, but colleges can play a role too. And I think they have a wealth of experience that we can leverage to solve some of these bigger issues that we face as a sport. So those are some of the big things. I'm always open to ideas, how we can do a better job, how we can reach more people, how we can continue to hit our tagline of elevating swimming, which really is about taking the whole sport, not just the tip above of the iceberg above the water that's really fast and easy to talk about, but the whole darn thing, and lift it up a bit so everyone can kind of see how great this sport is. Empowering coaches. Which is really about saying we want to create a place where you can share information, you can come and get information on a variety of things that help you as a coach. There's a ton of resources out there, but they're not centralized and it's overwhelming as you try to pour through that. Can we make a place, whether it be an interactive place or something like a website, where everyone can go to kind of get some good stuff to help them become a better coach? Because as any coach, worth their salt out there knows, you never know everything, right? 40 years in the sport, I feel like I'm still a rookie some days. And I know a lot of people feel the same way. There's always stuff to learn. Can we make it easy for people, for coaches, to come and get that information and work from a common base set of information as a coach? And if you want to get more beyond that, then we can help you do that too. So that's the empowering coaching and just building a stronger swim community. I think there's so much value in it. I believe it so much that I'm willing to spend a lot of my free time working on this. I'm putting myself out there. I'm generally, outside of swimming, a very quiet person who would prefer just to be by himself. But I feel this is worth putting myself out there for and building it and seeing swimming continue to evolve from a great sport to even a greater sport that maybe everyone has a little more visibility to. So I'll wrap it up here. 20 minutes of Mark talking is a lot. I get it. So thank you, athletes. Thank you, coaches. Thank you, parents. Thank you, everyone that has provided input, feedback, support, content, even a little heart on an Instagram post. I love it all. I think you're doing a part, and I think hopefully we'll all see some of the progress that we can make as a community. So thank you, everybody. Vibe on. And look forward to another year serving the Minnesota swimming community. Thank you.